Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey guys, welcome back to According To. I'm Megan.
And I'm Sierra. For this week's episode, Megan and I thought it would be fun to do like a flashback and then like a flash forward to today's point in time. About 2 years ago, we did an episode where we predicted what our lives would look like 1 year from then. So it's been 2 years from that point.
That episode was December 2021. So technically, we are kind of predicting December 2022. Obviously, it's October 2023 now, so we're getting close to the two-year mark instead. But honestly, like, doing that extra time, there are some things that didn't happen in that timeline, but then happened, like, a little bit later. So I think it'll be fun to kind of revisit just different things that we were talking about, what we pictured for our life, and just compare what did happen, what didn't happen, if things were a whole lot different or not. So I went through and re-listened to that episode this morning, just to take some notes on what we talked about, and Sierra can obviously join in as
and we can discuss
warranted.
In the meantime, before we get started with the bulk of today's episode, we like to do our weekly spotlights, and so our weekly spotlight is just whatever happened since the last time of recording that's, you know, made us happy and feel good,
brought a smile to our face, whatever it may be.
Honestly, do you have one off the top of your head? Because I am lacking.
Let me see. We went and did breakfast with
it's like anything good, anything
our
positive.
Grandma and mom and Haley and Henry on Saturday morning. That was good.
My breakfast itself wasn't that good though.
You didn't
like it? I was a little underwhelmed. So we went to Perkins, and lately when we've been going out to get breakfast, I've been like in a strawberry mood, and so like historically I have gotten chocolate chip pancakes, and then I've always liked strawberries and like strawberry sweets and stuff. So I like strawberry shortcake and just stuff like that. And so recently I've been getting like, oh, like strawberries with my pancakes or like strawberry French toast. And when we went to Perkins, they had like this whole French toast menu of like new French toast items.
Yeah. Like,
and some lots of options. Like, yeah, there's a lot of dense, crazy options.
Yeah.
Very sugary. And so I saw one that was, like, a chocolate-covered strawberry option. And I was like, well, I like chocolate and, like, I like strawberries. So, like, it could be good. I did end up splitting it with my mom because we both thought it looked kind of good. So my mom and I had decided to share it because, honestly, most breakfast platters are too big for me anyways. And my mom was looking at it, too, and she thought it looked good. And so we decided to split it. And I just, it was too chocolatey. I feel like there's way too much sugar. And I say that as someone who is, like, fine with sweets and sugar. It was a lot. And I just also don't know if, like, the chocolate with the French toast. Like, maybe I'm not, like, a big chocolate and cinnamon person. I don't know.
Just wasn't
It was
hitting.
Too much. And so I did not finish all the French toast.
Did you have any
other spotlight time?
Spotlight, yeah.
Not really.
Breakfast was the highlight.
Breakfast that I just said that I didn't even like. It was the people.
It's been a cold
week.
It's just been, like, kind of miserable outside. So I can't wait for winter. I guess highlights. Vegas is now fully vaccinated, and we're going to possibly try out doggy daycare next week. So, like, hasn't happened yet, but, like, slowly working on getting that stuff set up.
We should have some highlights to talk about hopefully next week, because I was running through, like, some stuff on our to-do list this week and, like, stuff that we want to do. And we have some exciting stuff. Not like for you guys really, but like for us. I'm not trying to like hype anything up.
But like since getting Vegas, obviously like we're very fortunate. We've like had weekends away because we had stuff already planned. But like during the week, especially, it's just been a lot of like, we just come home and hang out with him, which is all great and good. He's a great guy, but
but it'd be fun to like bring him places. So we're excited that we can start doing that. Mm-hmm. And we'll like start taking him on walks and stuff. It's all going to be great. I was going to say something that you just reminded me of that now I can't remember what that was. So if it comes back to me.
He's a great guy.
No. Oh, I did remember.
Oh.
That's not even what it's related to. But the new Priscilla movie comes out this Friday.
Ooh, yes.
And I think Megan and I are planning on going to see that.
It's funny because like if you've been a listener since last summer when the Elvis movie came out, like you know that that movie holds a special place.
Literally in this wall art behind us is Elvis themed because of that movie.
We just love that movie. Like a 10 out of a 10 movie. For many different reasons. It's like partially like I love the music. I love the cinematography. I love the portrayal of the characters. But it's also become like mummified in a way between Sierra and myself.
Where it's like we find like some parts funny.
Yeah. It's just all love.
Like we make fun of different parts.
Anyways, that being said, obviously this whole production of
Vegas' namesake is literally inspired. In part due to the movie.
But like obviously this whole Priscilla production has been known for quite a while. Like I've been kind of like, they can't be doing this to Austin Butler and Elvis, and you know, so I've kind of been like begrudgingly like,
they can't,
I will
do
stand
this
by the Elvis movie. And then
the trailer came
maybe
out
2 weeks ago or whatever it was.
It was longer than that.
Well, anyways, the trailer came out and I of course was like, well, I'm gonna watch it, and I had my own thoughts about it. And then I brought it up to Sierra, and she was also kind of like...
Yeah, I was like, well, you were sitting down, you're like, have you seen that new Priscilla trailer? And I was like, yeah, that Loki was really good. And Megan's like, yeah, I thought so too.
So, but you know what? I'm kind of like, at the end of the day, I like a good movie, okay? Mm-hmm.
It's mostly just, honestly, I need to separate Elvis, the person, from, like, Elvis in the movie, because that's really how I came to, like, be interested in him as a person. But, like, it really is, like, the movie for me. And so I was like, well, they can't make Elvis look bad. And I'm like, I don't have any, like, stake in Elvis Presley as a person. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I've been listening to his music here and there because I like, you know, listening to it in the movie. I was like, oh, I actually
Elvis
like these songs.
His music.
It's just funny how, like, I know that I know those songs. You know what I mean? But then, like, listening to it in a movie format where it's, like, you know, one hit after another, I'm like, dang, Elvis had some bangers.
So we are maybe going to try and see that on Friday when it comes out. And we'll maybe let you guys know our thoughts on it and how it compares. They're definitely like, they're different.
They're not
vibes,
the same movie.
Though. Like,
I think that this Priscilla movie
which
isn't
is probably
going
good
to paint him
be a good thing
in the best light. I mean, like, there's critiques on him in both movies, I'm sure. But I think it's going to be a completely different vibe. So it'll mm-hmm. be interesting.
Do they have music? Like, I mean, I don't really know what they do with his music or not in this movie, or if it's all just like,
I have no idea.
Just the movie. So looking forward to that. We were also like, I mean, nothing's planned, but Sierra and I were like, we were doing some video planning this week, and we were like just trying to come up with different ideas and whatnot and what our November was going to look like. And then we were kind of like, somehow that turned into looking at flights for weekend trips away. And we're like, we need to stop. What are we doing? I'm always down for a weekend trip, but we just, you know, this is like the first... Not even full weekend for you. We haven't had a full weekend at home with the both of us in like over a month, I don't think, actually. Because I worked at least one day last weekend, you worked a day this weekend, and then we were traveling before that. So, you know, a weekend with just both of us here would do us wonders.
Probably. And we have, realistically, we're probably not planning anything. But
what
it's
I need
fun to
do
look at.
Is plan ahead for this supposed vacation I'm taking next year.
Right.
Because I would need to book stuff for that. Yeah, that's kind of it. We can do our book updates.
I have no update to give because I'm still reading Demon Copperhead, and I don't think I told you guys that.
I am, or still am, reading the Happy Ever After playlist. I'm looking over here because I have it on the couch next to me. My goal is to finish it today, but I don't know if that's quite gonna happen because I still have like over 100 pages left. Let me see exactly, because I'm like, how many pages is this? 300.
Would you say is your least favorite Abby Jimenez book that you've read?
Probably, but it's not like, it's not bad. Yeah, I'm not finished it tonight, I don't think. I've got like 150 pages left.
Ooh, that would be hefty. I need to figure out a good time to read besides bedtime because I am so tired at night. Like,
you gotta do it when he starts sleeping out here.
I know. But then I have to like go upstairs and get my book and then he wakes up and
that's why you always gotta try and keep it down here if you can.
Anyway.
But my next book that I'm gonna try and read is Fourth Wing. Just because I feel like it'd be a good time to do that one. So that's all I have planned right now for my reads.
1989 Taylor's version came out. I think Meg and I have mentioned, like, we're like, you know, Taylor Swift fans, but I wouldn't say like we're Swifties, you know? And I honestly don't even know all the songs in 1989, but for her album re-releases, I typically like to go through and like listen to the songs that I do like and know, and then like I'll go through the vault songs to see if there's any new songs that I like. And what's the last one called? Like, Is It Over Now or something like that?
Yeah,
whatever that one's called.
Is It Over?
Is the one that I like most of the From the Vault tracks, but I haven't even listened to like all of them all the way through.
Yeah, I haven't listened to them like enough to form an opinion really.
What's so crazy, and like the Swifties are crazy and they'll admit to it, but Meg and I were talking about like just the original versions and then like the Taylor's versions of those songs and how people are like, this song is completely different, like it's not even the same song. And I'm just like, for me, all of these songs, they sound the same. The re-recordings, like, you could probably play one or the other and have me guess, and it would go 50-50 either way. Like, they sound similar enough that I cannot tell the difference. So, but again, some of these Swifties, they're like, this note, or like, she's saying this one more angrily.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you're a Swiftie, let us know your thoughts on any of the new songs or the re-recordings.
Are we ready?
I think so.
So I know we kind of prefaced time frame at the beginning, but again, when we recorded original episode, December 2021, we were in our second year of physical therapy school. And we have now, it's almost been a year since we've graduated physical therapy school. So.
Isn't that crazy?
So we're just going to go through the list, and if there's any tangents we go off on, great. If we just work our way through the list, that's fine too. So, the first thing that we were talking about was obviously like the most matter-of-fact things regarding like, okay, a year from now, we are going to be graduating PT school. And we were talking kind of about like graduation specifics, how like we weren't going to have our apartment anymore and we'd have to like find a hotel or something to stay in for graduation. So we can kind of start with like that. Mm-hmm. Obviously like, yes, that
happened. It's kind of like, it's so funny now because like that was like, you know, before all this happened, like, we were just looking into the future, and, like, now I'm, like, looking back in the past because I'm, like, oh, like, this is what we did. We vlogged it, too. So we vlogged our whole, like, last couple days before we graduated. And Meg and I were actually just talking, like, about old vlogs and stuff and how I have, like, this double, not, like, a double life. That's not the right word or the right way to say it. But I can simultaneously, like, picture myself, like, being back in a certain time period of my life, and I feel like I can go back to that and, like, jump into that time of my life, no issue, and, like, no time has passed. But I also can look at it and say, like, wow.
You were different then.
That was, like, a different point in time. And so, like, I was looking at old vlogs and stuff of, like, us being in physical therapy school. And so I was thinking, like, wow, my life is so different now. I don't live in Iowa City anymore. I don't go to classes. Like, I don't see all these people that I used to see every day. And, like, it's so different, but in the same vein, I feel like I could, like, drive up to Iowa City, go back into my apartment, and, like, get ready for class, and, like, it was like I never left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like, so, obviously, we graduated. We did do, like, the stay in the hotel for a little bit just because that seemed easier than figuring out staying somewhere else or, like, with a friend that still had an apartment. And that all worked out fine and dandy. So nothing new.
I love a hotel stay.
Me too.
One thing about me,
even like I said this like a couple months ago, like sometime over the summer, I was kind of like, Sierra, you and I could just like, if we wanted to, like we could just like go stay at a hotel. But I was like, why would I do that? Because that's not a good way to spend my money. But like, you have the freedom to do that. Then we were talking about studying for boards, and we were also talking about like how we were going to go about applying for jobs and timeline. Do you recall what you were guessing we were going to do?
I think we were guessing that we were going to apply during our final clinical and have a job set up before graduation.
Mm-mm. Really? At least like, I mean, I don't know how much you said, but I know that I said I pictured myself as like a, like wait and apply, because I just felt like it was going to be like the least stressful, which is indeed what I did. And I don't regret doing that, really. I mean, here's the thing. I always, like, especially towards the end of clinicals, I was looking at job sites pretty regularly and consistently. And there'd be ones where I was kind of like, okay, if this is still up, then I might, like, this might be one I'll apply to. And I know, like, you run the risk of, like, the job listing is not going to be there by the time you get around to doing it. But I wasn't, like, so stuck on a job offer where I was that concerned about it. And I just felt very free to not have to like study for boards and then also have to like coordinate interviews and work on like any of that stuff. So I thought it was fine. Obviously do what you gotta do, but
mm-hmm. I mean, we also had like other stuff going on like at that point in time last year where it was like obviously clinical and stuff going on, but like everything going on with grandpa, I was like, I'm not even thinking about a job right now. And so then I ended up doing the same thing you did and just worried about, I don't think I applied for my first job until we were coming back from Hawaii.
Yeah. I remember coming, like, the airport, when you're in the airport on the way back, I was, like, on a job site, like, looking at jobs.
Because
like, I was
like,
okay, I guess it's.
Well, because you and I were like.
I even, like, submitted something to a posting, like
in the airport.
In the airport.
I do remember that. Well, it's funny because you and I were just like, well, I got a trip going on. What am I supposed to do about it? And then the trip's over and you're like, well, I guess I should look for a job.
And to be honest, just going based off of like seeing our other classmates on social media, like I think whether or not they had like jobs lined up, many of our classmates had like trips that they went on prior to starting work. Because, you know, we were all in that mode.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So you at least were right. And then yeah. I don't remember what. I said.
And I don't know if you like vocally like said something different. Studying for boards, there was like nothing specific about that. We did indeed study for boards, and that definitely did pick up around that time. Because I know during our last clinical, it was kind of a mix of I was trying to study for boards, and I was getting more consistent with that. But also, I was trying to finish up my case presentation. And then once, like, I feel like the board studying didn't really pick up until.
Graduation.
After graduation, because then that was my only responsibility. But we were certainly, you know.
And that was such like a
doing things before.
Double-edged sword, because it was like nice to have like, you know, no time like obligations as far as like, you know, if you go to work, you have to like be at work at a certain time. And when we were studying for boards, it was like just up to us to put in a certain amount of time, but it could be at whatever time we wanted. And so that was nice. But I also just felt like this heavy cloud hanging over me of like, well, you probably got to study at least, like, you know, X many hours.
But yeah, we ended up
bringing it down to, like, 4 hours a day.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what I most remember doing. I don't know what is typical, but, like, even those 4 hours were getting to a point where it's like, this is just feels long. Like, after studying every day, basically. We never studied during weekends, really, because I didn't feel like it was necessary to do that.
And we just went based off of, like, our practice tests and then also our PEAT exam. Our PEAT is basically like a previous board exam that our school made us all take, and then it's supposed to tell you how likely you are to pass boards on the first try. And so like ours both said you should pass it on the first try, so I was like, well, you know, if the PEAT says I will, then, you know, I don't need to study that much more. So Megan and I mean, ended up working out fine, you know, we passed on the first try, so no complaints. But I think I'd be curious to know, like, what our classmates did for, like, their studying schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So I never really asked
like anyone. I wonder if we were on the stricter side or if we were on, like, the more lenient side.
Like, I could see it going either way. Or, like, maybe we were right in the middle.
Maybe we were doing what everyone else was doing. Next, we were talking about setting preference. I know I specifically wrote down what I said, and I don't know if you just agreed or if I just skipped over what you said, but I have what I said written down.
Do you want me to guess what I said?
Yeah.
So I mean, you don't have it written down. I would have guessed. I think I've been saying inpatient rehab for a while.
So I said inpatient rehab or possibly maybe outpatient neuro. Granted, when I recorded that, I had envisioned that I had an inpatient rehab clinical setup because at the time I did. Clinicals come around. That doesn't end up happening. I end up doing an acute hospital clinical instead. And that kind of made me, like, not having the inpatient rehab experience made me kind of second guess my ability to, like, really jump head in to, like, an inpatient rehab position. Also, job postings are limited.
Mm-hmm.
Sierra had the experience that I did not have. I felt like if there was going to be a position open, I was, like, going to let you apply for it and not, like, fight you on the spot.
Fight for a job.
And Sierra has, like, an inpatient rehab PRM position, but, like, there is no, at least not that we're aware of, nothing in the area for that setting. And then I also mentioned outpatient neuro. I still, like, I think now, especially, SNF is, like, I know SNF and inpatient rehab are so different.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Sierra and I are both in now. But, like, it is kind of the only other comparable option. So even, like, my job that I have now, I feel much better prepared.
Like, to, like, and it's so common, too, for people to go from SNF to inpatient rehab, yeah, or vice versa.
So I definitely do think that I could see myself, you know, if and when something were to be available in inpatient rehab, like, be comfortable transitioning to something like that. Outpatient neuro is also something that I still am interested in. But to be honest, like, right now, like, it's probably more so, like, a barrier between, like, inpatient and outpatient is, like, where my head's at right now. Because mm-hmm. I do feel like you just automatically get more flexibility with your schedule when you're doing an inpatient position. And I like that a lot versus outpatient's just going to be more strict with scheduling. And that's also, you know, can be a good thing. But I also, like, and every once in a while, like, I'll check out job listings and stuff, and nothing out there is really drawing my eye. So never say never. But I feel like the most common position right now is, like, there's a couple, like, typical outpatient schedules, or, like, a lot of it's SNF. And never say never for me doing just typical old outpatient PT, but it's just not what I'd be comfortable with
right now. It's so funny because when, you know, in PT school and then when you're studying for boards, they're like, most of it is all, like, outpatient orthopedics because that's, you know, 80% of the PT workforce.
I can understand and, like, do the comprehension stuff. But, like, I would just have to, like, really retrain my brain in terms of, like, the diagnostics and, like, the eval. And I'm doing a little bit of outpatient with my current job now. Like, it's not like I never see outpatient, which helps me keep me on my toes and whatnot. And I have to revisit some things every once in a while. But it's just, like, not, and I know I'm, like, a baby PT, so it's not going to be second nature.
Mm-hmm.
But we have, like, our musculoskeletal professor, like, and he's been doing that for who knows how long. And it's just, like, someone could come in, he'd eval him, and he'd be like, okay, here's what's wrong. Here's me explaining it perfectly.
There's one story that he told us of, I don't even remember what the injury was. You might be more familiar with it than I am off the top of my head. But I think it was during our, like, foot unit or something. He was talking about, like, this person had chronic, like, foot pain. They, like, nothing could fix it. Like, they've gone to get, like, an x-ray and whatever else. And I don't think this was, like, on the first session, but, like, pretty soon after they started PT, he did some, like
a not very common joint mobilization.
Yeah. And they're cured.
Yeah.
That was it. That was the issue. And I'm like, I just simply don't think I could do that. It would take me a lot of clinical experience to be able to do that.
Okay. I was like, what's next? It's on my phone. Then we were talking about, so, like, that was kind of all we talked about, school and career-wise. So a little bit of, like, some differences here because we didn't mention SNF specifically, but that's where we both ended up. If I say SNF, I think I said skilled nursing also, though. That's what SNF is. Skilled nursing facilities, long-term care. That's what we do. So we were talking about having stuff set up. Like, this was, like, during 2021. We were like, well, in 1 year, I think we'll like maybe have an apartment because we've got stuff set up for apartment tours when we are going back for break. And so we'd also like looked at a couple apartments. We are excited about that. No mention of houses at all.
And I remember because we hadn't even considered a house until like, I think, early January.
It wasn't until after we did that second round of looking at apartments and townhomes, I think, not townhomes, is when we just kind of like, we weren't happy with what we were seeing and like the price we were paying. And then we kind of were like, okay, maybe we should start the initial process.
And it was more so like just out of curiosity, we went and like got that initial like pre-approval that you need to get before you purchase a house for like loans and stuff. And we're like, well, we don't even like know if we get approved. So like we could just do that and like see what we get approved for. And like we don't even have to touch it if we don't want to.
Once you do that, like you can start looking at houses.
Yeah, basically. And we did that and we're like, well, that's not too bad.
It was more intriguing than what we were seeing with apartments.
And then we just like talked through this whole process, I think, in a podcast after we bought our house too. But we were just talking about like with a mortgage versus what we'd want to pay in rent. We're paying, I think, less now for a monthly mortgage than like we were planning to pay in rent. Mm-hmm. Obviously you have a down payment you have to pay, which like is a lot of money. But we were able to like work that through to like be a comfortable rate, and I think it just worked out. No regrets at this point. Mm-hmm. Now we can say a year out from even, you know, when that projection would have been, we're feeling good.
Then we're kind of getting a little bit specific, like with all the talk about moving. We are kind of like, we're talking about how like, I think one of us brought up like, do you think when we move, you're going to like redo like your room setup? Mm-hmm. And so you were saying that you had just kind of paid for your Fiverr person. So you're like, no, I don't think so. I think I'll stick with what I have because that's what I like.
That is mostly true.
And then I said, I was getting the itch to want to redo my room, but I was going to try.
Because what was your room before we had moved? What was it, its final iteration?
Like those printed posters hanging on the wall, but I was never going to bring those with me.
And like the white bedspread with your white pillows. White
bedspread, pillows, and then my dresser.
Desk, all that stuff. Okay. Yeah. I can see it now.
And so I had been saying, like, I kind of wanted to redo it, but I also, like, was kind of telling myself, not right away. Maybe, like, live with it for a little bit. I feel like we moved into this house, and within a month, I was like, I can't get this set up how I want it. Like, the dresser wasn't working. I didn't really have a need for it anymore because of my closet. And so I was like, I just feel like if I'm going to redo it, now makes the most sense. So that's what I did. I did redo my room.
How would you describe, like, how different would you say, like, the two styles of your room are? Do you think, like, they're kind of related, or do you think that
I feel like
a different route?
I don't think they're, like, that different. Because, like, I had three prints in my last room. I have three prints in my current room. A little more color in my old room, and like I kind of kept things kind of neutral and airy with some greens and blues in how it is now. But I had like some wood tones in my last room. I have some wood tones in my room this time around. So I don't know. I think they're different. Like you'd easily be like, okay, this is the same person. Maybe a little more mature.
Mm-hmm. My room, again, is predominantly the same as it was when we moved out of the apartment, in the sense that like the color scheme and stuff is all the same, and like my bedding, pillows, I still have the same plants and stuff. The thing that I did change was my furniture, kind of like Megan, because I mean mostly it was like my room was smaller in this house.
Really, I say because I take such credit in like convincing you to change your room, because I was mm-hmm. like, Sierra, this bed is not working for this space.
Yeah, my apartment room in Iowa City was bigger than my room size now, and so everything was just a little bit crammed. My bed was really high for the space, and so Megan convinced me to get a soft frame bed, which is significantly lower to the ground. I changed out to get like just a nightstand instead of like my big TV stand. My TV's on the wall,
just like, and I got, like, so a much shelf. More like feng shui in the room.
I have a whole video on our Megan and Sierra channel if you want to see the both, honestly, transformation, like,
even from our old apartment you could see.
Yeah, that we have a couple, like, roommakers on our channel, so
yeah, don't check them out. Interior design mode
basically. But yeah, I, and then I got some new prints too, but that's like same thing. I had some like paper prints in Iowa City that I was not planning on bringing with me once I took them off the wall. So I feel like my room now is same style, but just slightly elevated and, like you said, more mature.
And you did wait like a good chunk of time before you even redid your room.
Yeah, like 7 months or something.
I don't even remember. 7 or 8 months. All right, next you were talking about, here's how you worded it. You said that 1 year from then, you thought you'd have an idea of when to get a dog.
Okay.
So you didn't say you'd think you were going to have a dog, but you were talking about, I guess I won't jump ahead too much yet, but that was the first thing.
Okay.
Do you feel like when we graduated, you had an idea of when you were getting a dog?
My idea would have been, I'm getting a dog next year.
Okay. But I remember also at the beginning of this year even, we were thinking it was going to be more like May, I feel like. Mm-hmm.
I did think it was going to be earlier. It just, with when I got a job, it kept not making sense to, like, get a dog.
Because
I wasn't really working full-time at my current job until May 1st. And so I was like, well, I'm not going to get a dog before I get a job. Because then how is that going to work? And then I wanted to, like, get settled into my job. My job was hectic when I first started working there. I was the only physical therapist there. And so I was like, my schedule is too unpredictable. I don't want to get a dog with this schedule.
Yeah.
And so, and like also just when my schedule started settling down, I feel like it was more July, August. We had stuff going on. And then like there wasn't like a dog that was really speaking to me on like online postings and stuff because I wanted to adopt. And so just like perfect timing worked out when you found Vegas's litter. And I was like, you know what? I think things are settling down.
Mm-hmm. It felt for once like a good time, like we actually
can. And then I was kind of like, it's now or never, because I don't want to get a dog when it's like actually like cold outside.
Yeah. Then we were talking about with talking about a dog, you had also mentioned during clinicals like going back to Cedar Rapids and living with Haley and Ashton and all of that, and it's like that never happened, did it?
Wow.
Never happened. So if you haven't been around for a long time, just a little backstory. Haley's our sister, if you really don't know us that well.
Hello, this is your first episode. This is a bad one to join us on.
She had been living in Cedar Rapids, which is like only like a half hour or so from Iowa City. And she was living there with her, they weren't even engaged at that time.
They were. They got engaged in 2020.
Okay, yes, true. So they were living up there in a house. And so plan was, Sierra had two clinicals in the Des Moines area. And then her last one was going to be back over there. We were no longer going to have our
And I had only really, like, I mean, I was interested in the clinical. That's why I wanted to, like, do it, because it was inpatient rehab. And we just talked about how I want to be an inpatient rehab girly. And there's only so many options for that, like, on our clinical listings and stuff. And I was like, okay, you guys live in Cedar Rapids. Like, if I sign up for this clinical, can I live with you?
Because then, like, housing can be expensive. So.
And I said, yes, of course.
Which was all great and good. That was the plan. However, come the following year, when all of a sudden Sierra and I are looking into, you know, we switched to wanting to buy a house maybe, and we're doing that sort of thing. And then Haley also starts to think like, well, what if we move back to Des Moines too?
Because this process started in January of 2022. And at like the beginning of January, we had our 2 week clinicals. And so mine was at UIHC, which is the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics. Haley also works at UIHC in their HR department. And so, like, we'd get lunch together a couple times, like, throughout the week. And I'd be, like, talking about, like, house stuff going on. And Haley would be like, I'm really jealous that you guys are, like, moving back to Des Moines. And I was like, yeah.
That's been the plan this whole time.
Okay. And then Haley was like, no, like, I want to move. And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you.
And then
they ended up buying a house before we did.
Please don't. I need a place to stay. They did. They bought a house. They moved back to Des Moines in like April, beginning of May. And at that point, we also had like our offer on our house and like we knew our moving dates and stuff too. But then Sierra had to find a short-term rental to stay.
And I took way too long to figure out where I was going to stay in Cedar Rapids. I ended up using, if anyone's curious, it was called like Tenant Cloud or something. I think, or maybe it was just like the portal that I had to use. No, I think it was Tenant Cloud. It was basically like long-term rentals for people that like move for work and stuff. And my place was, it was fine. It was okay. It was expensive, but
had everything lonely. Needed.
It was lonely there and it was cold upstairs and there's no dishwasher.
Sierra, I mean, you don't look back like hating it, but I wouldn't say you look back fondly on that.
No. I mean, it's just also like everything going on too. Yeah. I was like, I hate Cedar Rapids. My clinical was great. It was just everything else.
Then we also brought up that we were hoping to still be avid readers at that time next year.
And we are slaying the reading game.
We were saying that that year was like our first year of really getting back into reading. So you brought up your whole, like, your goal that year was to only start with reading 3 books. That was your goal, was read 3 books and see if you can stick with it. And obviously, like, as soon as the floodgates opened, like, we were in. Mm-hmm. So we've kind of, I feel like, been.
I really do feel like that's so true for, like, anyone. If they're going to be a reader, they just need to read 1, maybe 2 books. And then, like, they'll know. It has to be, like, good books for, like, them, obviously. But I was, like, hoping, I was like, 3 books, and like I'll drag my feet through it if I have to, and like never read a book again if I don't want to. And even like the books that I read were not like books that I would read now. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a lot of like Agatha Christie. Like,
I don't know what you'd like.
Exactly. But then like I would say once I read Inheritance Games and like Silent Patient and then got into like Colleen Hoover, I was like, oh, like there's a lot of stuff I can do. And I was in. And then obviously end of that year, I think I'd read 30 books. Last year I read 40, and then this year I'm hoping to get to 50. So I would say we're very much now 2 years after the fact still rolling with that and loving it as much as ever.
We do love it. This one, this is what I said. I don't think you said anything specific, like in terms of relationships. This is what I said.
Didn't you say like, I'm certainly going to have a boyfriend in 1 year?
Yeah. I said, how I worded it in terms of like, the odds have to be pretty good, right? Like, 1 year from now, I just kind of feel like
the timing will be right. The timing
will be right, and, like, I could be in a relationship. And I literally wrote on here, LOL, I've been on 1 date since making that episode, which is, like, that's just how it is.
That's the way the cookie crumbles.
And then I also had been mentioning, I was kind of like, you know, it'd be kind of nice to have, like, a plus one at Haley's wedding, which, like, in that episode, granted, I did say, like, that's pretty soon. So, like, probably not, because when we recorded that, her wedding was in like 4 months. But you know, I wish I had more to say. I wish I had more to say now.
she wishes she could explain herself. I'm right there with you though. Like, I don't know what's what funny, I said, but I,
our dad like goes in spurts of listening to our podcast, so like I don't know if he'll listen to this or not. But, and I don't know if he's, like, listened to some of our episodes before where we've talked about, like, dating and, like, just kind of our issues, our struggles with it. I don't really care if he does listen to that because I could probably tell him straight to his face. But from Haley, like, Haley has told us, like, sometimes me and Dad, have talked about you guys and dating and whatnot and, like.
We're worried about you guys. They don't say that, but.
I'll paraphrase a little bit.
I'm paraphrasing for them.
So our dad, this is like Haley telling us after the fact, this was their conversation.
And our dad knows that Haley told us.
And so he was kind of saying like, well, have they tried like match.com? And he's showing his age a little bit there. And Haley was like, well, no, but they are on like, they've tried dating apps. They're on dating apps. So whatever. And so I don't know if our dad told us when we were talking about all this together or if he had told Haley, but he's kind of like, look, I don't want to step on your toes. Like, that is not my intention. But I have maybe a couple people.
I have
people
a couple contacts.
To, like, just to just see if you'd be interested in them. Which, like, I don't have an issue with. But, like, my family must be lacking in, like, the type of guy
individual
that
Megan seeks
for.
Out.
Because, like, I hate to say it, but when the only thing you're going based off of is, like, a picture of someone, that's all you got. And so when it's, like, they're trying to be nice and, like, offer, you know, like, something to you, and then to just be kind of, like, no, sorry. But he gave us, like, he's, like, I've got 2 people, maybe. Mm-hmm. And then we were, like, no to both.
And Haley's done this, too. Haley's had a couple of people that she's, like, eh? It's maybe?
Like, we're probably being too picky, because, like, who am I? Who am I to right. be having such high standards, but I just can't help it.
Mm-hmm. I'm right there with you.
We're in it together. So that was like the dating stuff that we talked about. Travel related stuff we talked about. I had mentioned that I was wanting to maybe go to, this was like a maybe, but I was just talking about like, it'd be nice to go to Europe in summer 2022. And I remember talking about that because I was kind of like, I didn't know if like, you know, if having finished up with school and like when I'd be getting a job, if that would all be like kind of a feasible thing to do. And especially like, I'll be honest, working full time and kind of like, when does one fit in their summer European vacation that they dream of? I don't know. I'll figure it out, hopefully.
Just need a week off.
I know, but that didn't happen, obviously. Mostly just, we never really took it that seriously to, like, search for that kind of trip or anything. And I also, like, I did end up starting my job, so, like, I didn't have the PTO for that. And I did not have a trip already planned to kind of say, hey, this is already in the books. So that didn't happen. We also talked a little bit.
You're jumping ahead now because this would have been between clinicals.
You're right. I'm totally getting the timeline confused. So backtrack. That would have meant we only had like a week option to do that. So like, where was I thinking?
Megan's like, actually, that makes no sense. Why would I have done that? That would have been way too much.
Like, because like it would have been fun to go to Europe, sure, but like, that's kind of like your week off to just like veg and do anything. Yeah. Yeah.
So
disregard. I got completely mixed up on the timeline there. But that was still my reason. Because then I pushed it, you know, in theory last summer. I was kind of like, probably before graduating, I was like, you know, do I want it to be like a summer European vacation vibe? But like, I keep coming to like this crossroads of like, I want to do my little summer European vacation.
But you want a boyfriend? A little bit. Is that what you're saying?
But like, well, what we were talking about, I guess, is what I'm saying. I love Sierra and I love vacationing with her. But just the two of us in a foreign country is like, maybe not what I'm going for. And I also recognize that like, it's not cheap to go to Europe. It can be expensive. And I feel like hoping, maybe possibly, that like within the next few years, maybe we'll say,
we'll just put that out there, next that,
like,
few years
I would be in like a serious enough relationship where like that'd be something I'd want to do with someone.
Mm-hmm.
And not to say like, you know, I know you can go on two places and vacation more than once, but it's just kind of like something that I would envision and want to experience with someone, like a significant other, that now I'm kind of like, do I just kind of like, and also like it's a safety thing too a little bit. Like I said, I don't want to go with just Sierra. So, but I would feel more comfortable. I mean, we went to Europe with us and our mom, and I felt completely comfortable with, like, where we were at. But, I don't know. Just kind of...
I get it.
Just kind of how I'm feeling. We talked a little bit about our plans for spring break, which now I feel like I'm getting... I need to, like, rethink of...
So this would have been for spring break.
Okay, yeah.
During PT school.
We talked about, like, not having anything set in stone, but, like, how we were wanting to go somewhere warm and tropical.
I mean, tropical is debatable, but we did go somewhere warm.
We mentioned Florida. We did mention Florida.
Florida is, like, the go-to USA. Like, if you're looking for a spring break spot, like, you can find somewhere in Florida. And so we ended up going to Tampa with our friend Morgan. And honestly, like, I could not have, like, pictured a more, like, relaxing, perfect spring break.
Especially reading.
Do you remember we had just... not closed on the house. We had just, like, finalized our offer on our house.
And I was, like, because we were about to, like, be so stressed going on vacation.
Because we knew, like, if we didn't get the house, then we had this house that we're in. If we didn't get this house, then we'd have to, like, keep being in contact with our realtor, like, throughout spring break.
Because things were going so fast.
And I was, like, I just want to relax. And so, right before we left, we, like, got that all figured out. And so we could just fully relax, enjoy the sun, enjoy our reading. Between you, me, and Morgan, we did so many, like, book swaps, and, like, It was so great. Truly such a relaxing time.
Then we were talking about YouTube and what we envisioned for that. So we talked about both our channels. With this channel, we kind of talked about, like, honestly, like, we're doing pretty much
what we said now. By this channel, do you mean Megan and Sierra?
Yeah. For Megan and Sierra, like, we kind of were, like, are we wrapped up in this student vlogger identity, but like we kind of came to the conclusion like we're kind of just lifestyle vlogger people, and like we envision we'll still be able to do that once we graduate, and we have. And I don't really feel like, I don't know if we thought it was like gonna be a big deal back then, but I feel like it's been a pretty seamless and smooth transition, And I think that's kind of what we envisioned anyways.
Mm-hmm. I think what also helped, and we obviously didn't know this, like, you know, at the time we recorded this episode, but we, like, were able to pretty seamlessly transition from, like, being students within the classroom to then, like, students on clinical rotations, which is essentially working a full-time job.
Yeah.
And then, like, that is now what we do.
Right. And then we talked about TC2 a little bit. When I was listening to this, I was like, what did we freaking say about TC2? Because I didn't know. Do you recall at all what we said?
I would guess that we would say, like, we could see it fading out. I don't know.
Our wording was, at the time, we were posting on TC2 just kind of as we felt like it. And so we said that is what we wanted to continue doing, posting as we want, or we could see it fizzling out, is what we said.
And we have to keep in mind, like, for context, it was, you know, going to last year. We actually, like, probably right around the time we recorded that. Or was that December?
Yes.
Okay. Well, in October, we posted a video. That was, like, our first comeback video in, like, 6 or 7 months after, like, that had been, like, a dead channel for that long. And we've only posted 2 videos, right?
I think, yeah, because I feel like we were getting this, like, inspiration kick, which is, like, all great and fine. I don't regret making or posting those videos that we did come back and do. And, like, I guess, like, I could say right now I have no active plans of, like, posting on that channel again, but also you never know. The thing that, where was I going with this? Oh, I feel like when we were in that little spurt of, like, this was, like, last October at this point, and we were kind of, like, getting the creative juices again for that channel, we then shortly after kind of decided, like, okay, we're going to maybe try and make a short, and we're doing XYZ thing. And there was a time where, like, we had set up, we were recording, mm-hmm. we were getting ready to, like, do stuff.
Because it was supposed to be, like, a short for, like, how to do, like, a back bend or something.
Yeah. And then we started doing said back bends and stretches. And, like, we are not the same people. We are not the same gymnasts we were back then. And so I really, like, it hit me like I ran into, like, a wall of bricks or something. It's not the
You're
best
phrase. We can't do this.
I was like, this feels so inaccurate to who I am now. And I'm trying to, like, step back. Because I don't do, like, I appreciate gymnastics. Every once in a while when we do go back to the gym, I will do stuff here and there. But, like, it is not something I actively incorporate into my life at this point. And so, like, I have not kept the skills or the flexibility. So I really felt kind of like a fraud going and trying to, like, make content like that again. Mm-hmm. And so that really was kind of when I was like, oh, like, and I know, you know, we can always think about pivoting and whatnot, but it's just not where my, like, I don't have the mental capacity at this point to, like, figure out, oh, I'm pivoting and I'm doing this now on this channel.
And I think we would also just, like, rather spend our energy at this point focusing on things like the podcast, like the Megan and Sierra channel, and, like, seeing like, also how really to kind expand of, those.
I want to, like, I love social media and I love having, like, different options for connecting with you guys and, like, having different, like, revenue streams. It's all very helpful, gives us flexibility. But I also really do, in a way, appreciate, like, the mundaneness of, like, I like my privacy. I'm not actively trying to, like, grow to 1 million plus. I say that as we had, like, 2 million subscribers on TC2, but, like, you know what I mean. I'm not trying to be, like, the next big thing.
Like, you're not trying to, like, blow up and, like, get your second wind as, like, yeah. an influencer.
I'm just trying to, like, maximize on, like, what I have right now.
Keep you guys up to date. Those of you who like to follow along with us and,
you know, and
make content that you guys enjoy.
Growth is good. And I'm all about growth, but it's except just
our
not...
Megan and Sierra channel. My goodness, like, that's the definition of, like, stagnant. Mm-hmm. Like, the subscriber count on that is, like, consistently just, like, within the same 2,000 or 3,000 for, like, the past couple years. It's insane. But yeah, as far as TC2 stuff, I honestly feel like the hardest part, or, like, the scariest part with TC2, like, ending, and at this point we had already, like, ended it to a certain extent when we recorded the episode, but it was just, like, the fear of, like, well, what do people, like, expect of us? And we'd, like, seen views and stuff dwindle and stuff, like, that wasn't, like, it's not like we were stopping while we had this massive, like, captive audience, but I was, like, I felt so bad, you know, like, what's gonna happen when we, like, stop posting and, like, people, like, are used to us. And then I was like, you didn't get, like, that, you know, major influx of, like, where's the new video, blah blah blah. And it's like, okay, maybe this is fine. And like, maybe people have outgrown it enough that like, it's not a big deal if it ends. And that's continued to be the case where now, especially like on TikTok and stuff too, where people like occasionally recognize us, or like Maggie, if she posts, I'll see comments on her TikToks too of like people recognizing us. And I have realized that I'm fine being like that nostalgic person mm-hmm. that people watched on YouTube. Obviously, some people still watch us, you know, like you guys, and keep up with us. But like, I realized that my largest captive audience was like from a different channel that I did years ago. Mm-hmm. And I'm fine with that.
And you can appreciate that for what it was.
Like, you like look back too, and it's like,
it's nice to have impressive. The comments of like, I grew up like watching you guys.
Yeah. Or,
like, that doesn't bother me at all. Okay, I have a few more on here. We did mention a podcast rebrand because at that time we still had our OG blue cover. And then I know we did that rebrand like just a couple months after, and we have been with it since.
I'm honestly impressed. We did like that one, like our rebrand photo shoot was done professionally, and those were great photos and stuff that we used. But then like for our next photo shoot, we're like, could we do it ourselves? And we've done a pretty good job like with our mm-hmm. own self photo shoots. I think
if we had one other person, like,
yes,
we could really do some good work. It's a little hard trying to get pictures of both of us.
Yeah, when... I think that, and this would take just a little bit more planning, like you said, to get like one person, like literally someone from our family,
yeah,
to help us out,
like, and Hillary like helped us out
either help bit. Us out here or like, you know, rent something for like by the hour. Mm-hmm. In
but we could just like, do it downtown and edit. That's been fun to like kind of take on that role, and I like where we're at so far. I do kind of feel like the pictures even now like a little bit outdated because like my hair's longer now, and but no active like rebranding plans, and I don't think we would do like a full 180 with,
yeah, like it'd stay the same colors and stuff. Yeah,
an updated take. I love, nothing's mentioned about merch, but I'm just like on the subject, I would love to do something.
Give Megan merch ideas
related. I had also mentioned talking about the podcast, like wanting to get like a creative director type of person to help out with,
and we tried
posting.
That
and we did try that. We tried it, it wasn't like a year after that, it was longer.
No, it was when
that.
We moved to Des Moines.
It was when we had moved here, and
well, it was, I guess this maybe year. It was it this year,
was it?
I have to no, go I'm confused. Like, I feel like it was last year.
Let me,
because wasn't it like a what I want for Christmas type of thing that we posted?
Hold on. You might be right. So maybe if it was before, it would have had to have been before December, right?
I think so. Megan, I both
maybe
like
it was within the year we had. I'm scrolling as fast as I can.
Give I mean, if it's second. That far, like then it should have been.
We worked with her from
her first post.
January 12th.
Okay, so it was this
like,
year.
But we were maybe in contact before the year was up. That weirdly did, because I had talked specifically about like the ideal candidate of like who that person would be, and like I wanted them to be local. I wanted them to be someone where like if we needed to do stuff in person, they'd be another option. And I had tried prior to finding this person, like to do some little searches to find someone like that. And then this person like fell into my lap, is what it seemed like. I felt like I wasn't even looking for someone, and then all of a sudden it was like, oh, she's local, she has a style that we like, she's our age, which like I really wanted just like preferably a girl kind of in our age range to like
relate, like that gets to more space.
And so like she just kind of like fell into our lap, and so we worked with her for like 3 months or so, I think. And it was all great and good. It just was kind of like, I don't think that this budget is conducive to like the need that we have, which mm-hmm. is not as large of like, we just didn't have the need for her, but she did everything we asked her to, and it was good. But I was kind of like, I think we can't justify continuing to allocate said funds. Budget to this.
And then we entered our Canva era.
So we've been doing Canva a lot ourselves. Comes and goes in waves in terms of how on top of it we are.
And like, I think we do an okay job overall.
And I'm glad we tried it. And I think that ideally in a perfect world, it would be something that like we'd go back to. But I also feel like it's nice to have a little bit more control of like what it looks like and what our feed is. And, you know, we don't have to spend money then to pay someone else to do it.
Right.
So that's the big thing. I have two more things, I think. One podcast studio for video was mentioned as we were talking about, like,
look at that,
because one of the apartments we toured I think had like a little alcove or something, so that was kind of like how we brought up like, oh, it'd be really nice to have just like a small area even for video if possible. What we have now is better than anything I could have ever dreamed up or imagined,
because we thought maybe we'd have like a guest bedroom that we could like kind of set up for podcasting and like get a camera set up in there, but like with this house we have a whole office, and like if we didn't have the podcast, like genuinely what would we use the space for?
No idea. Nothing. Like we use it for studying for boards, and now so, like now the whole desk over there just is like storage
podcast stuff, and it just genuinely like could not be more perfect.
Imagine like one of these days we could even like revamp the set, who knows.
We could. If you guys have any, we still have not put anything on my side of the wall.
Just disregard.
We'll just wait until we do a revamp. We're not painting this wall again, though. At least not for a long time.
The last thing we had was, we were talking about like making new friends once we moved back to Des Moines.
Oof.
I will say we have reconnected with old friends, and like I know we could continue reconnecting with them, but like I'm bad at reaching out. Is like
one thing about me is I am not a good friend.
So. We have reconnected with some old friends a little bit, and the good thing is, like, with those friends, like, it had been, like, a long time since we'd gotten together, but, like, as soon as we're together, like, it's kind of, like, no time has passed, so it's, like, it's those kinds of friends where it's, like, I know I could do a better job to, like, be in your life more consistently, but I don't do that, and it's,
like... It's also, like, it's the double-edged sword of, like, well, like, they could do the same, and it's, like, whose fault is it?
It's, like, we're all... It's no one's fault. It's just kind of, like, we're all in, like, that new grad life where everyone's trying to, like, get... a whole other situation in their life, and
like you get in a routine, and then like it's hard to even think about like doing anything outside of that routine. Like if I'm not seeing you regularly, then I'm like, well, I'm not even thinking of you, no offense.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're not top of mind.
So still, you know, I even tried Bumble BFF like very briefly. This was like months ago sometime during the summer, and it wasn't like all bad, but I was just kind of like, I really, like, it's just a lot of work to think about, like, going to go. Like, I already have a hard enough time to, like, convince myself to go on, like, a date with someone else. Convincing myself to do that just to, like, go make friends. I was like, I don't know if I can do this.
Yeah. We need to start going just out and about more publicly.
We need to make merch about.
We need to be less out and about. Homebodies.
I feel like we say that so much. We're like, we need to get out and about.
Maybe.
And it's, like, so opposite of who we are.
We're such homebodies.
I even was like... I was thinking, I was like, you work today anyways. Like, it was more so, like, I know with Halloween weekend, like, that's, like, people go out and about because, like, that's what you do.
Yeah.
So it's, like, I had no desire, really, to do that. But I was kind of, like, should I be forcing myself
to go? Or for last night?
Yeah.
Oh. What would you dress up as?
No idea. I would have had to have make something up. You know what I saw actually today, though, for a TikTok that would have been, like, an easy, like... easy costume.
What?
People just like wear a normal outfit and then put like a little Sims headband thing on, like they're a Sim, but like your outfit could be whatever.
Gotcha.
Which anyways, I was just like, it was more so me kind of like scolding myself, being like,
tisk.
Know you could be doing something but you're not, and I was kind of like, and I don't care.
I'm going to bed and I'm reading my book.
So I thought about it, and then I was like, no. And I was, like, I was kind of using you as, like, justifying me not going. But, like, also, the idea of doing something by myself is, like, I don't think anyone does that. and if you do, more power to you. But I was, like...
Like, goes out by themselves.
Yeah. Especially on, like, Halloween weekend. Ah. But I know I was, like, in theory, Sierra doesn't, like, own what I do or don't do. But I was just, like, I mean, I wasn't really considering because, like, I wasn't going to do that. So that was my easy cop out. I was like, Sierra has to work tomorrow. Like, there's no way it's going to work.
Okay. I didn't know that. That's my first time hearing it along with you guys. Was that everything?
That was all
we talked about. Well, so much has changed, and yet nothing has changed in 2 years.
Yeah.
Anyways, hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Let us know any future episode ideas that you guys want to see, want us to talk about. And if you have not subscribed to our YouTube channel, you can search According to Podcast. Or if you're watching our faces right now and you haven't yet subscribed, you could do that. Help us out.
Otherwise, we will talk to you guys next Thursday. Bye.